And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Blowfuse, right before your eyes. Listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thank you for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Blowfuse, Barcelona Punk, on this first show when the United Kingdom should have left the European Union, but I don't think we have.
No?
No. I'm in Malta, so obviously I don't know what's happening because Malta doesn't have televisions, radio or the internet. So how we're making this show is with two cups and a very long piece of string. But as I understand it, we haven't left Europe, and as far as I'm concerned, we should have. Welcome aboard to Punky Radio. Tony, what is Blowfuse's Bandcamp page?
Blowfuse.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B and the internet. Nil, this is the part of the show when I would normally do some additional material, but I forgot to bring any with me to Malta, Tony. So I'm instead going to tell you that I am currently drinking a beer called Rutland Panther.
Wow.
I know. You'd think with a name like Rutland Panther, it'd be very strong, but it's not. It's 3.4%. And very nice it is too. If you have a joke or poem, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. What I've got instead, Tony, is two songs in a row.
Okay, right.
All right, we're just going to crack through this one. Stay tuned for the Gentlemen's, but first up, all the way from Bern, Switzerland, with some classic garage, Tony. Mm-hmm. Here comes Reverend Beatman and Isabel Garcia. Their latest album that's out now, that I did, which I have written the name down, which is Baila Bruja Muerto. Mm. No idea what that means. Something, something, death.
Yes.
Something, something, death. Anyway, it's a great album. And this is, I think, the second track we played off it. What is Reverend Beatman's Bandcamp page?
Beatman.bandcamp.com?
ReverendBeatman.bandcamp.com. Paulie Winslet 1, Tony 1, and this is Come Back, Lord.
Walking down the street, when I saw a pretty little girl standing there with the high heel shoes, some Anita's skirt on, and she said that Jesus will come back and Satan will grow off her back. And I saw my baby, I saw that Satan grab my baby. Come on, you ready? Come on, come on, come on. Well, just keep on walking. Come back, Lord. Come back, Lord. Come back, Lord. Come back to me. Well, then I took her by the hand. Then I went down to the church and I showed her my thing. Then as she went down on her knees and I crooked my hand, then I stuck a pick up and go, just keep on walking. Oh, keep on talking. In a pants on, and he had a Bible in his hand, and he said that Jesus will come back and Satan will come back as well, and they both have a fight, and like that Jesus Christ will die and Satan will go to hell and burn and fuck the bull out. Crap my baby, crap my let's keep on walking. I'll keep on talking. I'll keep on walking.
It.
Shoot on the baby.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks to such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Gentlemen's on a track called Sheltered. Now, that is from a new release as well. Got a lot of new releases coming there. The Gentlemen's, Tony, punk blues noise from Ancona, Italy. We've had a very, very European start to the show, having already featured bands from Spain and then Switzerland and now Italy. Oh, we're so inclusive. What is The Gentlemen's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Gentlemen's.
Facebook.com/TheGentlemen's3, and it's the numeric 3. Paulie Beans at 2, Tony 1, and yes, we will be playing something else from The Gentlemen's in future weeks. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Well.
So what you got?
Enter your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do belong to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page. Do leave us a comment. Do like to hear from you. Comments more so than messages if you can. But yeah, do check it out. As I mentioned last week, we had a few last week, so we've got a few more. But please do leave me your messages for next week's show. Our Tiff's been in touch.
Oh!
And then so, so they posted a picture, but it's Owl with Adrian and Helen Dawes, who we know, eat yes. And drinking, listen to Load, the punk band Load. Do you know any more about this than me? Do you know
how?
No. Okay. So there you go.
No, I don't. But she did say that that there was a band that they got that they were going to send us some stuff through. So I'm waiting to hear it. So I imagine it's to do with that.
Right. Gotcha. Thanks for getting in touch. Do send through the songs.
And I hope you guys are well.
Yeah.
They have invited me, Tony, to Lowestoft.
Oh.
And I like going to Lowestoft. When I go to Lowestoft and I drive in, I say, hello, Lowestoft. It's not quite as good as when they invited me to South of France. But I didn't get to South of France, sadly. They also invited me to the United States. Didn't get there either. But now they invite me to Lowestoft. It's actually the most likely.
That's true.
So I may find myself in Lowestoft at some point in the coming months, and I'll be able to say, hello, Lowestoft.
But yeah, if they do want to submit music, don't really leave us links. Do send through MP3s, as just previously discussed. Simon Knott's been in touch.
Hello. Heg Tollow, Simon
Knott. And he posted
a wonderful man, a truly wonderful man.
Truly wonderful man. And we've met him in real life.
Yes.
He exists.
You said that like it was like, yes, I've stepped out of the house, and it didn't involve a horse. Yeah, although with Simon Knott, it always involves a horse.
Of course it does.
So
he posted a video, and he says, I saw this and I thought of you. And it's a remarkable little video.
It is remarkable.
There's a lawsuit pending, I believe.
Yes. Are you going to say anything about this video?
I don't know what it's from. It's from a kids show, and they're all saying Goopa Goopa.
They're all saying Goopa Goopa, yeah, but they're actually saying it the way we do.
They're
going Goopa, Goopa Goopa, Goopa Goopa, Goopa Goopa, Goopa Goopa. And I don't know what it's from. It's Disney, isn't it? It's a Disney thing, I think.
It's something like that.
So anyway, actually, I don't know whether I can bring myself to take on the corporate might of a firm that size.
It's pretty big.
Or if indeed we really have any rights to do it anyway. But we have been saying Goopa Goopa for an awful long time. I'd like to know what it's about. Because I don't believe for one second that a load of little snowman things are saying Japanese golf club, Japanese golf club.
That
so I think they've nicked it off us. I think we have entered the realms, finally, Tony, of cartoon superstardom.
We've only been saying it for 14 years.
Is it that long?
It was early on when you started saying it.
It was early on, but oh, Lord. Anyway, yes, thank you for the post. We want more information. If anyone else has seen that post on our Facebook page, and you can give us a bit more info about that curious thing, we would like to find out.
Especially if you're an IP lawyer. But yeah,
that would be really
good. That'd be really handy.
Yeah, and you fancy taking on the largest entertainment corporation in the world by yourself with no help from us.
No.
Yeah.
Apart from, yeah, that's fine. Jenny Schillingberg's been in touch.
Oh, hello, Jen. Heg Tollow, Jen.
Heg Tollow, Jen.
You picket painter.
That's right. She says, I have tentatively contacted another band about submitting music to Punky.
That's them knackered then.
Exactly. They're going to break up. They have a new album coming out, so I hope this means they aren't breaking up anytime soon. Fingers crossed for the Nuclears. I'm very intrigued about why this week is so very important. We don't know, Jen. Something's happening.
This week is very important because we're supposed to have left Europe, but I don't think we have. But I don't know because I'm in Malta and you don't follow politics, so you've got no idea either.
We've probably left. We've left you? Of course, yeah.
We've left, I can get duty free on the way back. This is very exciting.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all fine.
If we haven't left, I'm going to stage a one-man revolution.
Well, let's just imagine we have left and then let's not check the papers about it.
I will have support in Lowestoft.
Okay.
Hello, Lowestoft.
Hectolowestoft.
Hectolowestoft. So that's it, is it?
That's it, Facebook, yeah.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. All right, Tony. Now, I mentioned to you off-air last week that I was going to do a Music Submit special because we had a load of bands that had been uploaded to Music Submit with us in mind. And I had to listen to all of them, and I found one.
Ah.
I found one that I actually wanted to play, and we're playing them right now. But in terms of what's been going on with Brexit recently and everything else, and indeed my life, the name of this band are quite fitting. We'll get onto that in a second. But they are all the way from Torrance, California, Tony, so we're keeping the international flavour going on. I'd call this indie punk and roll. It's a band, Tony, called Big Mess.
Lovely.
Yeah. Now, what do you think Big Mess's Facebook page is?
facebook.com/bigmessband.
facebook.com/big-mess-17663777890. And why is that, Tony?
You haven't set a default, you don't have
that. That's a default, you are well. But they are quite old, right, mate? So they're probably not that good at that sort of thing. But we might help them out, you never know. Sometimes we get around to sending people emails about it, sometimes we don't. Paulie Beans set 3, Tony 1. And this is Big Mess. Won't take it. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Big Mess and Won't Take It. A little bit of Americana there, a little bit of indie punk and roll. Did you do anything last week?
No, it's the end of the month, so end of my work year as well. So just lots of work going on. Band practice again, the first band practice because Dave was in Benidorm for a week. So we've had one, we've got a couple of practices left now. So, well, last week, next week, and then we're going to the gigs on Sunday the 14th. So we've got one practice left actually, and then the gig. So if we aren't ready now, we're not going to be ready. That's what I did. What do you get up to?
Well, I've been doing stuff in Malta with Simon Houlihan, and I've been doing stuff in Malta without Simon Houlihan, but I can't tell you what yet because I can't remember it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you all about that next week.
Right, okay, makes sense.
Yeah. So we're just cracking on.
Oh, okay.
All right, we might as well crack on, Tony, if that's all right with you.
No, it's fine, mate.
Hope they don't mind on Radio Folkestone. Stiff Little Fingers are an absolutely fantastic band that's still going, one of the original punk rockers, all the way from Belfast, Northern Ireland. So yet another international flavour of song here, Tony.
Hmm.
And Stiff Little Fingers, guess what? We love a Cherry Red remix, reissue, don't we?
We do.
Cherry Red reissued Stiff Little Fingers, three albums that came out during the years when they had Bruce Foxton, formerly of The Jam, on bass guitar. And one of the albums is called Flags and Emblems, and we're going to play a track of it right now, because in From the Vaults, we like to play an old track. Normally one we played before, but in this case, just a very old song. So this dates back to the early 90s. What is Stiff Little Fingers' website?
Stifflittlefingers.com?
SLF.rocks. Poorly the internet for Tony One. Bit of a turnaround from last week there.
Mm.
And this is a remix. Well, right, the full title is The Klosh Remix.
Everything is turning upside down in this town. The crime rate's rising up as employment swoops down. Kids can trust their parents to protect them no more. And if you're black or Irish, you just can't trust the law. Winos on the corner with no hope and no plan. Kids on vodka drug kings waiting for their man. Estates and states of chaos take control of the walls. The party of law and order right about all the flaws. And no one dreams of living, those folks lie on the rocks. Your newly defined statement is a cardboard box. And it seems,
and it seems, and it seems, and it seems,
some will choose the caution and the country's on its knees. And it seems,
and it seems, and it seems, and it seems,
some will choose the caution and the country's on its knees. Go freeze to death in flats with dancing down the walls. Poll tax bailiffs scream on the countless council halls. Plans for new development that never cure the mess. Benefits that won't be paid unless you've an address. And no one thinks to live in those homes lying on the rocks. The newly defined statement is a cardboard box. And it seems,
and it seems, and it seems, and it seems,
some will choose the cosh and the country's on its knees. And it seems,
and it seems, and it seems, and it seems,
some will choose the cosh and the country's on its knees. Our wealth of police collapses and no one seems to care. As long as money to be there, the problems they share. Bow to the service and come on to the relief. Six million countries that you can feel safe. Box and it seems,
and it seems, and it seems, and it seems,
some will choose the cosh and the country's on its knees. And it seems,
and it seems, and it seems, and it seems,
some will choose the cosh and the country's on its knees. Down on its knees, down on its knees, some will choose the cosh, the country's down on its knees. Down on its knees, down on its knees.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thank you for doing such a great job in the Bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Stiff Little Fingers and The Kosh. And all right, for the third time, Mr. Jumping King, calm down.
You're a stickler for the walls.
I am. Almost, I don't know what that is. Is it OCD?
It's a little bit of OCD, yeah.
Yeah, but we're both a bit guilty of that, aren't we? Have you got a gig for us?
Yeah.
That means it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide. OCD.
Been three times, it's quite enough. Yes, thanks for your gigs. Do you have any gigs for me? Don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who they're playing with. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. If it's the kind of band you can see Tony and the Apocalypse Baby supporting, then do let me know. But other than that, I will crack on. So in lieu of no one's emailed me this week, don't know why. So in lieu of that, I found my own little gig, it's very similar to the gig you went to last year. So the Lurkers are coming back.
Oh, are they brilliant?
Yeah, so back at the Maze, the Lurkers, with support from Septic Psychos, Static Kill and XMA.
Right, and what day is that?
That's this Saturday, the 6th of April, at 6:30 start, £10 in advance.
Well, sadly I can't go, but we'll talk about that later on the show, but it will be brilliant.
It will be brilliant. Septic Psychos, we know. Static Kill, we've seen before, you know them quite well. So yeah, it'll be a good night.
Well, Static Kill featuring Onzer Lafleur, isn't
exactly.
that right?
Exactly, yes.
Exactly. And hello to Onzer.
Yeah. And if you are in the area, you should check it out, The Maze. We'll probably go back about 4 or 5 months, you'll probably hear an interview with the Lurkers from your good stuff.
You will hear an interview with just to bring the circle won't be broken. Me and Arturo Basic from the Lurkers and a man in the same room at the time was none other than Asterix, the lead singer of Apocalypse Babies, that are now the bands that back you.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. My new backing band, yeah.
Fabulous band, Tony and the Apocalypse Babies.
Mm.
Yeah, so that'll be great.
That would be great. So, yeah, do check it out if you can. That's all I have.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide.
There you go.
Still got the lungs. Still got the lungs. All right, I'll tell you, it is about... Oh, no, I can't say that. Tony, it doesn't matter what I was going to say then. I am so glad that I sent a tweet a few weeks ago to the Ramonas.
Ah.
Because we're their new favourite podcast, and they're my new favourite band, right? The Ramonas are great. They are primarily a all-girl Ramones tribute band. But they started doing their own stuff as well, and they've recorded an album of their own stuff, and they sent us it, and we've already played at least one track of it, and we're going to play another one now. And I'd just like to say that they are now going out with a new sort of gig, a live set called Ramona's Go Mental, which is combining a load of Ramona's songs and the new material, and I want to see them more than ever. And hello to the Hegtolo to the Ramona's. Loving the album they brought out. This first time they've done original material, it's absolutely brilliant. What is Tony, it's another one of those. It's the Ramonas or Ramonas. And I'm even going to, after what I'm last week, I'm even going to tell you it is .co.uk.
okay.
And I know you like tossing, so this is another opportunity to be a tosser, Tony. What is the Ramonas website?
I think I remember this being the Ramonas.co.uk.
it's Ramonas.co.uk.
Arse.
Now what's that? Is that 5-1? It is, isn't it? It is. Probably, it's probably being internet 5. Tony won. I already won this week. Poser.
Broadcasting all his news, talking on the
listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Ramonas and a track called Poser. Brilliant band. Go and see them when you can. They are doing a UK tour in April. So that all just started, wasn't it? They are around and about at the moment. Make sure you catch them if you can. Go to ramonas.co.uk. You will find out more. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
Busy week with the at work, and then this weekend's the last practice before our first gig, which will be in Manchester. Talk more about that next week, and then that's it really. What are you up to?
Well, Tony, can I suggest that if you don't make it to the Lurkers on Saturday, you go not too far away and take the lovely Stephanie out for a wonderful night of comedy in an art gallery, because on April the 6th, this Saturday, is the second Last Minute Comedy Club at the New Art Exchange in Hyson Green, right by the Forest tram stop, and it features Simon Clayton, Anna Curl, Peter Brush and me comparing. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. It starts at 8:30, and you can get tickets via lastminutecomedy.com. Tickets price £10 plus a £1 booking fee. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be brilliant. And I want you to come along if you're in the Nottingham area and you're not deciding to go to Lurkers. I must say, I'm not trying to stop you going to see Lurkers. Lurkers will be brilliant. But if you fancy something a little bit different, come and see stand-up comedy in a brand new gallery. Well, not brand new, but a newish gallery that specialises in contemporary minority art.
Mm.
I am far more right on than people give me credit for.
That is true.
Yes. Hope to see some of you down there, including you and Stephanie, Tony.
Okay.
All right. So we won't go any further than that, because I know you don't like going out or doing anything I want.
Certainly
now,
don't.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to play, even though I support you all the time in everything you do. Now, we're going to play two songs in a row now, Tony.
Okay.
Now, last week, I mentioned about that band Mannequin Death Squad, and how I'd got confused with that band that were called Death Stare. I'm only playing the Death Stare ones this week. Stay tuned for Blind Man Death Stare.
Right.
First off, yet more new material from the Cavemen, Tony. They've got a new EP out called Low Life. They have travelled all the way from New Zealand to London, so it's yet more international stuff on this most international of punky radios. What is the Cavemen's Bandcamp page?
CavemenNZ.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed. It's thecavemennz or nz.bandcamp.com. Tony 2, Paul of the Internet 5, Yabu sucks. This is Low Life.
Baby, I'm a low life. Quatsicle.
Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Blind Man, Death Stare. And the track called Clock In, Clock Out. Melbourne punk rockers, Tony. That's it again. Yet another nation. I think we've done eight in a row. Eight different countries in a row. I'm going to check. Spain, Switzerland, Italy, United States, Northern Ireland, UK, New Zealand and Australia. Not bad, Tony. Not bad. What is Blind Man Death Stare's Bandcamp page?
blindmandeathstare.bandcamp.com.
It is. Poorly being internet 5.23. Of course, it's too late. Yabu sucks. Ha ha. Have you got a twat?
No.
That makes me sad. Tell people what they should be doing.
Yes,
please.
Email me your twats. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name. Where they're from and reason. It is that simple. All tracks read with thanks. Every track responded to. Can't do the feature without you. In the world of politics that we live in and all the other stuff going on, I am amazed with the lack of twat that we've had. Maybe you're all just quite happy with everything that's going on. I don't know.
I think we're about to have a deluge.
Possibly. Who knows? But yeah, so email your twats. Can't do it without you. Thank you.
Right, okay, so what are you going to do instead? Don't have any ideas?
Not really.
Don't know.
I can mention Podchaser again. It is useful.
Do it.
We are on iTunes, as we've mentioned before, but there is an alternative, which is Podchaser. It's just a podcast site. It lists all the podcasts, charts, categories, things like that. You can review shows on there. We are on there, podchaser.com/punkyradio. It would help. If you reviewed us, that would be great. It costs you nothing. So if you can do that, it would be good. We have had another incident of negative reviews by one user. Same guy, did the same thing again. They ticked one star on all the visible shows on our page. I have reported them because I'm a snitch.
Yeah. But have they done it on other ones again as well?
I don't know. I get emails when they do it 2 hours, but they did like 10 shows in, no, 12 shows in about 2 minutes, so they clearly haven't listened to them.
Yeah.
So, if you can go on there.
Now, I've been accusing you of swearing a bit more than usual, but actually, what a wanker.
Yeah, pretty much.
Has this bloke been twatted yet? Yes, hasn't he?
Yeah, we twatted him before.
Yeah, he has. Well, I don't mind giving him another twatting. By the way, mate, if you are listening and just don't like it, listen to something else, you twat.
I would really be surprised if he's listened.
Yeah. But yeah.
So we know we can interact with
him. But it means that we need you, good listeners, to redress the balance.
Exactly. You know, and a lot of people have. When last time this happened, a lot of people did go on there and positively rate lots of shows. Sweet. So if you can, that would be great. Because we're nothing if not fair, and it's just a little
some
bit...
Some people, Tony. Only some people.
I know. But yeah. Reviews, please.
No, it really does it.
In the grand scheme of things, it matters not.
No.
But if you do want to do something to help us out, Facebook comments, but also iTunes reviews, but Podchaser reviews as well. Any one of those things would be great. Any reviews you do leave, we will see and read them out.
And if you see him in the street, knock him off his bike. It'll be a bit harder than usual because he's bound to still have stabilisers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, so that's it, Podchaser. If you can, that'd be great.
All right, let's play one last track this week, Tony. And this track, I'll tell you what, this night, if they catch him, he's had it. And called Perjury. I think we played one track of theirs before. They've got their first new album out. We're going to play a track now with a very unlikely title, I have to say, for a band called Perjury. This is Kentish Punk. So we have failed in playing bands from 9 different countries this week because this is the second band from the UK. I think we've still done pretty well. What is Perjury's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Perjury Band.
Facebook.com/Perjury Punk Band, which I can't remember the score. It makes it probably the internet more than Tony. Might be 6-3, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is Tulips. Perjury and a track called Tulips, which is really not like that at all. They are a full-on, no mucking about, Kentish street punk, loving it. That's about the size of it for this week, Tony. Maybe you could mention just one or two of the ways people can listen to this show.
Well, let's start with Spotify. In a change there. Yeah, if you're on Spotify, do check it out. If you're not, actually, it's fairly good to be sure. I mean, All those millions of users can't be wrong. If you are on it, open it up, search for Punky Radio in the podcast section. We'll be at the top, because that's how it works. TuneIn is also a pretty good app. It's free. You can find loads of different radio stations around the world on there. All the big ones are on there, and equally all the small ones are on there. It's very handy. It's got a nice little driving mode as well when you're in the car. Highly recommended. We don't get anything from that. It's just a great app.
Yes, I will just say briefly that as far as Spotify goes, actually, I know that people who aren't registered with Spotify Premium, you do end up getting ads. And I don't have Spotify Premium, and I get ads. But you don't with podcasting.
No.
I haven't heard a single ad with podcasts.
No, but we don't get any money back either. Whereas artists...
Oh, I
no,
see.
No, we don't. Artists obviously will get paid for streaming the music.
Right, okay.
Whereas
yeah, podcasts but I didn't don't. Think we ever would. I didn't think we ever would. We don't get a penny off anyone else.
No,
we
get one of them. But I think that's why you don't get adverts, because they don't have to pay for it. So,
oh, cool. All right, yeah.
There's no adverts.
Right. But anyway, but it means it's a good way to listen to podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. And they're all on. There's 600 and something shows that publicly available.
I'll shut up now. Sorry about that.
No, that's it. Yeah, and obviously, if you do have an Alexa device, you can command it with your mouth if you install the Poco's Punky Radio skill. So it's Punky Radio in the skill store. Install it. Have a go with your mouth, and Punky Radio will come on.
That's about the size of it for this week, isn't it? I think we'll sort of be back to normal next week, as normal as we get. I hope to see some of you down at the New Art Exchange this Saturday, April the 6th, for a fantastic comedy night. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
Budger gun.